just after 6 o'clock here at Classic KMRY in time for the Real Sports Hour with Josh Christensen. Ooh, fun night tonight, Josh.
Yes, no, we, I mean, I know baseball games happen around this time or start happening around this time, so we were very lucky that Cedar Rapids Washington graduate A.J. Puck, who pitches for the Oakland A's, was very kind enough to join us before his game against the Texas Rangers.
And he's a relief pitcher, too, so you never know when he's going to pitch.
Yeah, no, he talked about that where, you know, he's, you know, as a relief pitcher, he's always in the bullpen, really, basically. He doesn't know when he's going to, you know, when he's going to.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. Well, for you, what was it like as a pitcher?
I was very routine. I knew exactly when I was going to stretch, exactly when I was going to start warming up, how many pitches I was going to throw. So as a starter, it's like I was very regimented. So that would drive me crazy being a relief and not knowing if I was going to go in or not, or having a short amount of time to warm up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why he's a professional and I'm not.
Well, I mean, AJ certainly has had, you know, I mean, he's having his best season so far.
Yeah.
And it definitely has been a rough go early in his career. Having the Tommy John surgery in 2018, he didn't pitch at all in 2020 because he had shoulder issues. Then he had it was a shortened season, yes. I think he only pitched 10 games, I think, last year. He had bicep injury.
Wow.
But he talks about some changes that he did as far as his training and everything in the offseason.
Did he talk about his hair?
Oh,
cut it off, and I don't know the story even about.
He was known for the long hair. I don't know. Has he? I think he has cut it off. Hasn't he?
He did. I don't know when, but I know there was even a story.
I forgot about that. I didn't think about asking him about that because he had the long. He was known. It was very long.
Yes,
I think
it was,
when he made
like
his debut.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah. When he made his debut.
Which is long.
Yeah. it's amazing what AJ has done. He's been basically a solid. A piece to that bullpen, and I think there was a stretch where he had 12 straight games or 12 straight appearances where he didn't give up a run.
That's good.
And I think his ERA was below one, I want to say, at one point.
Wow.
during that stretch.
Not
but
bad.
He was a former first round pick, and you know, his hope is maybe he can eventually get back into a starting role.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, he's barely pitched. You know, this is the most amount of games that he has pitched in a season. Granted, all along, I think in his career, I want to say, are pretty darn, you know, at least. So, AJ has been through a lot, but he somehow still pushes through and has been able to overcome the obstacles. And he talks about that. And he comes from a very athletic family.
Oh, I know.
His siblings, all successful athletes.
And his dad even played for Minnesota. And his dad, Dr. Puck, saved my husband's eye, by the way. His eye
got
a contact that attached to the eye. It's a long, gruesome story. We were getting ready to fly to London, and but anyway, don't leave contacts in your eye. Don't let them attach to your eye.
Don't do that.
JJ has a good birthday, or AJ, I'm sorry. AJ has a good birthday, too. Well, the birth date.
Yeah.
April 25th.
Yeah.
The perfect
date. Your birthday.
My birthday.
Your birthday.
The years are a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Say just a little bit.
Almost 20 years.
But he talks about that and how he, you know, especially his younger sister, Jessica. And his younger brother, Owen, still helps them out.
A little competitive.
I mean, he even said that, too. And but they learn from each other. They find ways to help each other out and still give advice when they can, and even AJ said that he learns from them too, and still will always do it even though he is older than them, and he has an older sister too. So it's amazing his career, and you just hope that he can continue to have a great season
and
no more injuries that he's finally on the upward trend basically so far. That's going to be the whole show tonight is our interview with AJ Puck. Really kind of him to take some time before the game to do that. So we'll have that interview coming up next after this break here on the Real Sports Hour on Classic KMRY.
Your world has changed, but your dreams shouldn't have to. That's why Kirkwood is your next best step. With affordable, flexible, and close-to-home options, now's a great time to start or finish your Kirkwood degree. Learn more at kirkwood.edu/findyourfuture. Displaced or discouraged at work? Kirkwood can help you learn a new skill or totally reinvent yourself for a brand new career. With so many flexible and affordable options, you can get back on track fast. Learn more at kirkwood.edu/findyourfuture.
In sports, as in life, it takes teamwork to win. You can count on the healthcare team at Comfort Care to help you get through your day-to-day life. Our team is well-trained to take care of your personal healthcare needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right in the familiar and comfortable surroundings of your own home. Everything from administering medications to simply tucking you in at night. This is Julie Knagtow. Call Comfort Care at 294-3527. Our team is ready to take the field for you.
And I'm joined right now by Cedar Rapids, Washington graduate, A.J. Puck, of course, with the Oakland Athletics and having a fantastic season right now out of the bullpen. A.J., I really appreciate you joining us before your game tonight versus Texas. First off, can you tell me, you know, how have you felt overall this season? We'll get to some more details in a bit, but it seems like, you know, you're finally, able to finally have a full season under your belt here.
I'm feeling great. You know, the last couple of years been struggle to find some health, but you know, I kind of this off season I switched up my training and different trainers, different philosophies, and it's been working out. And just happy to feel good and just happy to keep playing.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So let's go back. You know, you've had injury history. You had Tommy John surgery in 2018. Then you had. You didn't get a chance to play in 2020, and then not very many games in 2021 with the biceps injury. You mentioned that you kind of changed some things in the off season. What are some different things that you changed that you feel is helping you right now this season? Would you say?
So I just kind of switched up like my type of workouts that I was doing, and I moved out to Arizona and just got with the trainer, and he. I was his first baseball guy. He's only done, worked out golf athletes. And so I was kind of just taking a little bit of a risk just because I'm his first guy that he's really worked with baseball. But he's just real smart with how the body should move and just, like, helping me activate different muscles and be able to activate my body. That I mean, I got some long levers that I got under control, and he just helped break it down and just worked with me one-on-one the whole offseason, and that helped. And I was able to work with a pitching guy down in Arizona's offseason, too, to help just dial in the mechanics and just be able to repeat my delivery more and more. And, and then you put all that together, and, you know, I've been having a pretty successful, healthy season. So it's been a fun journey, and it's just been – a little bit of a grind, but just happy it's all coming together.
Right. No. How did you hear about this trainer that, like you said, you're his first baseball guy. So how'd you find out about him? And like you said, kind of taking a chance in a way.
Yeah. So when I was doing Tommy John, I was out in Arizona, and my other trainer was in Florida, and he knew this guy, and I was just going to this gym that he recommended me to go do some like extra work during my rehab process back in 18. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just was talking to him, and he was helping me out here and there. And then every time I go to spring training, I'll go stop by, say what's up, and he'd give me some little stuff to do. And then this past year, you know, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to give them a opportunity to, or give him a chance to like a full off season, see what he can do for me. And you know, I was happy I did it.
What do you like about his philosophy or just his type of training that you feel is really helping you right now? That you mentioned it a little bit.
Yeah. So he worked with like a lot of like hypermobile athletes. And that's kind of like what my upper body is. You know, I can just, my body was able to get to like extreme ranges of motions. And he just was able to help me down and control those ranges and be able to just become like more stable and just broke it down like real simple. You know, it was probably the lightest I've lifted in my whole career. like lifting weights wise, but it's the strongest I felt my whole season. Everything just feels just sturdy and solid. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those things where people are kind of just like, oh, no, you got to get in the weight room and pull heavy weights to get ready for season. And in the long term, that kind of just was not what my body needed. And he was able to break it down and just keep everything simple and give me the stuff I'm able to control myself with.
AJ Puck, Cedar Rapids, Washington graduate, Oakland A's pitcher right now, joining me here on The Real Sports Hour. AJ, we talked about, you mentioned that the big thing, the big changes this offseason really helping you, especially with the injuries that you have faced in your career. First off, you know, I mean, how frustrating, I know it's an obvious question, but how frustrating was it? And did you, at one point, did you think, do I even continue playing baseball? I mean, did that thought ever enter your mind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely like some doubts here and there. Just like, oh, like, it just felt like one thing was happening after another. And you kind of just get in that mindset where it's just like, damn, like, this is just not what what you want. It's not ideally. But I mean, I've always knew in the back of my mind that I would come up out of it and be able to do what I want to do on the baseball field. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things, is deep down inner passion, just to keep pursuing what I want to do. And like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I kind of just knew that at some point I was going to be healthy, and at some point I was going to be able to show people what I can do out there.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you had Tommy John's in 2018, you had the shoulder in 2020, you had the biceps in last year. For you, I mean, how challenging was each one in different ways? I mean, we know what Tommy John can do to pitchers and everything, but I mean, what was the challenge with each one? Because it's just, you know, you got the elbow, you got the shoulder, then you got the bicep. It's just one after another. But how did you have to overcome each and every injury differently, or was it almost the same approach in a way?
Yeah, you know, just each time it just hit you with some disappointment. Know, just because you put a lot of work in to get where you're at, and every time something happens, it's just like, you know, I just kind of just wasted some time there, like, you know. But every single one was just kind of gave me, and was able to just approach it like, it was able to give me something to learn about my body, be like, okay, this happened and these were the potential causes because of it, and then I'll just go there and just try to figure out why it was happening and just try to figure out the answers to that. And so, I mean, it's not all bad. I'm sure every athlete in their career has been like, damn, I wish if I never got hurt, this so-and-so would have happened. Or, mm-hmm. But that's part of the game, that injuries are going to happen. And
right.
It's just how you come back from them. And it just gave me, like I said, opportunities to learn about myself and my body, just to help myself improve. And in the long run, I think it'll help out.
Is it hard to not think in the back of your mind, you know, as you've progressed it, this season, pitched more and more games? I mean, are you gaining more confidence knowing that that, you know, the new training that you did this off season, that it is the correct way, and you feel like you have figured this out in a way?
Yeah, definitely gain a lot of confidence through every single one of it. You know, just like you know, whoever if you can't get back up, you know, that's when you lose, and that's just what I've always done, is just be able, you know, just take my losses and learn from them, and then just learn just to keep on coming back from them and just keep pushing. And, you know, and you, if you really want something and you really just put everything you want towards it, that, you know, there's a good chance that you can get what you want. And that's just kind of how my mindset's always been, is just keep pushing. And at the end of the day, just whatever happens and just keep working hard and just keep just keep on moving on. And like I was saying, it's just been a weird, hard journey, but it's been fun. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Absolutely. AJ Puck, Cedar Rapids, Washington graduate, currently a pitcher for the Oakland A's, joining me right here on The Real Sports Hour. AJ, you've been out of the mainly out of the bullpen with Oakland. For you, can you say, I mean, was this kind of the plan, you know, with the injuries that you've been facing? I mean, was it always the plan, can you say, with the team to just start out in the bullpen, kind of get your strength back, get your innings up? I mean, what or do you feel like you found your niche with the team in a way? What can you say?
Yeah, you know, coming back from Tommy John surgery, they told me that the best chance for me to get up to the team in the big leagues was out the bullpen, and that's kind of like the transition I made then. I was in 19, and, you know, they gave me an opportunity to start again in 2020. That's when my shoulder went. But then, you know, I've always wanted to, I guess in my career, just be able to start again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's still not out of the question. For me personally, I don't know how the teams think, but, like, I don't mind coming out the bullpen. And, you know, that's just kind of the role that it is right now. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. And, like mm-hmm. I said, it's taking it one day at a time. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the future, if I get an opportunity to start again, that'd be great. But if not, you know, I'm just going to try to be the – whatever we're all in place in, just try to be the best at that and just keep on plugging along.
Being in the bullpen, AJ, do you feel like you – can do a little bit more? We sometimes wonder about, you know, with pitchers, you know, the difference with starting and doing, going from the bullpen. What are some things that you feel maybe can you utilize your stuff a little bit more being in the bullpen, you know, knowing that you might get, you know, an inning or two innings of work? I mean, how do you feel you've been able to utilize your stuff, your talents coming out of the bullpen for the Oakland A's?
Yeah, you know, I just kind of have, it was kind of like a big, like, mind switch, or mental switch with, coming from a starter thinking like, oh, like I got, you know, 6, 7, 8 innings, 8, 9 innings to figure it out. And then the bullpen just kind of, I got to show up to the ballpark every day thinking I'm going to be pitching and just keeping my mind sharp that way. And, and at the bullpen, I've been mainly just fastball slider. You know, I got a good fastball, good four seam and two seam that I use, and try to drop in the slider whenever I want, and just to keep the hitters off balance. And that was kind of one thing I did. I used to throw curveball and changeup, and I still throw them now, but out of the bullpen, you know, I predominantly just want to be just my two best pitches, and just because I'm going to be in there for anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 pitches for an outing. So I'd just rather just go out there with my best stuff, and just whatever happens, happens.
And right now you've got, let me look here. You've pitched 31 games so far, 2.57 ERA. There was a stretch, I think it was from May to early April where you hadn't even allowed a run. I think it was stretch of 12 appearances. For you, what was that like where, you know, early on? I mean, you kind of, you set the tone, being a big time, well, let's say you've definitely been reliable out of the bullpen for Oakland, and you still have been pretty much all season. What can you say about, you know, each and every outing and how you're approaching it, but just the confidence that you seem to have out there?
Yeah, you know, each outing's kind of the same. You know, I'm gonna attack the hitters with what I want to attack them with. You know, sometimes the scouting reports say like low and away, he can get to really well. But, you know, the sinker, my sinker is one of my best pitches. And, you know, I'm not afraid to throw it where the hitters really like it to. And just, that's when I attack them and just keep them on defense mode. And because I feel like once I get ahead of a hitter, I can do whatever I want to them. And if I always keep them in the backseat, then, you know, I can control the game. And that's just kind of my approach, is just try to get ahead of hitters and just try to attack them with my strengths and not worry about what their strengths are.
Can you take me back to when you major league debut? I think that was 2019. Can you take me back to that night when you first came out of the bullpen? I think it was, you came out of the bullpen that day, if I'm not mistaken. Can you just take me through what it was like when you made your major league debut? Your dream came true. You were first round pick by the Oakland A's coming out of the University of Florida. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, you know, it was amazing. You know, it's just kind of one thing as a kid that you dream of, and you're always in the backyard just playing wiffle ball and thinking, hey, I'm going to be a Major League Baseball player one day. And for it to come true, it was just great. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I could just feel my heart beating in my chest. We're playing the Yankees, and in my head, I'm just thinking, oh, it's just the Yankees. It's no big deal. Just the Yankees. Like, it's okay. I'll go out there and play. Just trying to calm myself down, but no, it didn't really work. You know, I could feel my heart beating out there the whole time, and I was just trying to stay composed and just try to get some outs. But, you know, it was a great experience.
Are you still, in a way, you know, now that you're in your third, fourth year, and as you're gaining more and more games this year, as you've been able to stay healthy, I mean, is there still kind of those nerves a little bit going up against some new faces, new teams at all, or do you feel like it's because, like you said, you know, when your first one is just, oh, it's the Yankees, no problem. Is that kind of your mentality a little bit now, or?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely kind of numbed down a little bit, but I mean, you still get that, you know, anxiety or anxiousness to get in the game and just go play in like a tough situation, you know, because that's what the game's all about. You know, I feel like as soon as you go numb to that, I don't know if you want to keep playing. So it's just, it's always just fun being out there and, you know, a pressure situation or something. That's what makes it fun, you know, just looking back, helping the team win and, you know, the ups and downs of the season. That's what it's all about.
I mean, do you, you know, as you've gone along this season, I mean, are you seeing how important you have been to this team? I know you mentioned your goal would maybe to be a starter again one day, but you know, you finally have kind of, you're healthy again and you're finally start and you're providing some big innings for the A's. So, I mean, how much are you really telling yourself that, yeah, no, I am an important piece and I'm showing it every single time?
No, yeah, you know, I mean, it's great. You know, that's always like that's the role, you know, I've kind of wanted when I got moved to the bullpen was, you know, just kind of like a later inning guy and just being in those big time situations, like help the team win. And, you know, it's just like, I mean, it's just fun just going out there and competing at the highest level and just seeing how my stuff compares to some of the best players in the world right now. And, you know, it's just, I mean, I enjoy every day. Then I go out there and it's just fun.
AJ.